Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Number 10.
Right now, he's got four games. He went before Roger Goodell, who is hearing his appeal as to the length of suspension. It's a little bit strange because the initial finding that he was involved was done by the NFL's own attorneys, Ted Wells and the Paul Weiss firm, which has done millions of dollars of legal work for the NFL. They were not neutral. Then the suspension was handed down by Troy Vincent, who was working in Roger Goodell's office and under Roger Goodell's control. And now the appeal is being heard by Roger Goodell himself. So this matter has not yet had a neutral person look at it.
There is attorney John Snyder, a sports attorney, from an interview earlier this week that I had with him on the Good Day program, commenting on the status of Tom Brady's Deflategate suspension following this week's appeal hearing. The appeal hearing is the number 10 item, along with other things in the world of sports, on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show. Welcome in. I'm Doug Steffen with an overview in the next hour of the TRCS, in other words, the things that were big, the top 10 talk topics of the week, research conducted by the staff at Talkers Magazine and the staff that puts together the countdown for me. Talk radio is a big deal in terms of radio, number one format in the country, and the talk radio industry is monitored every week by our program, so you know what the hot hits are from number 10 to number 1. And as I said again, starting with the Brady NFL hearing, that's in the number 10 spot.
Number 9.
Number 9, interesting, entertaining, and provocative about a very apt way of handling a problem in the music world, Taylor Swift versus Apple, and Taylor Swift won. Here's host Joel Riley talking to technology reporter John Quain about Taylor Swift getting Apple to change their plans regarding payment to artists during the launch of their new music streaming service.
Did they really think they were going to get away with not paying Taylor Swift?
For those 3 months, I think they thought they could, and they weren't going to pay anybody else either. It's the first trial period to get everybody to try Apple's new music service.
Yeah,
that's the idea, anyway.
So, but I mean, you got to have product. And I mean, we've lived in just in our lives, John. I mean, you know, we've gone from terrestrial radio. Now you've got satellite radio. You used to be able to just play your favorite radio station behind the counter at the gas station. Now you can't even do that because they want paid.
Well, you know, it all comes down to there's a very strange set of rules around copyright and who gets paid for playing a song. Does the artist get paid? Does the record label get paid? How much do they get paid every time we click on something and listen to a song? In radio, you know, we have a playlist at the end of the month or the week. Somebody goes down that list, everybody gets sent a check, and that's the way it's handled. In the streaming world, it's not really clear each time who gets paid what. Pandora pays the artists, Spotify pays the labels and other people. Apple pays, you know, directly to the labels and the companies. It's a whole mess for them, really.
Yeah. So when you hear Taylor Swift, who is the 800-pound gorilla in the music world right now, that she's going to hold her new album out, that gets your attention.
It did, and in this case, when my 12-year-old heard this, the very first thing she said was, well, Apple's, I'm not listening to that Apple station. So, I mean, on Sunday when that happened, I mean, it was very quick on Apple's part to turn around and say, yes, I mean, you must pay the artist something. Even if they don't get paid very much, they should get something.
Yeah, absolutely. So what do you think? I mean, when this all settles down, and it will, is the Apple Music thing, is it going to be a go? Is it okay? Is it not as good as the other services?
I think they're going to have a tough time. You know, the other services are doing pretty well. If you look at some of them, you know, I've written about this before and talked about it with Pandora getting into every car and every vehicle. You connect your smartphone. It's already there. And it works very well. And most people listen to it for free. Apple really wants you to pay $10 a month. And I don't know. They're going to have a tough time, I think.
Well, but see, that's the thing. We live in a world where there are people who will pay if it's on their terms and it's a superior product. Product and its delivery system is better. But then there's other cheapos like me that just like, I don't care what I got to get through. If it doesn't cost me any money, I'm good with it.
number 8.
The number 8 item this week on our countdown is a focus on Freddie Gray, the autopsy, the information that was leaked this week about this fellow that was killed in Baltimore, apparently by police officers. Here's host Bill Carroll talking to legal analyst Lisa Bloom about how some people think this leaked autopsy report on Mr. Gray proves the officers ought to be freed.
We're talking about the Freddie Gray autopsy report that has managed to make its way out into the media, and there's at least one judge not very happy about that, I think. But anyway, there it is. And someone looking at this is saying, well, you got to release those cops. This proves they did nothing wrong. That's not what I see in the report. I'd still like to maybe move on ahead and learn more about this. Lisa, I think when we talked about this last time, we both were kind of leaning towards that it didn't look good for these cops. But you see anything one way or the other in this leaked autopsy report that makes you change your view on it?
Well, I can't imagine anybody looking at this and saying the cops should be released. The headline is that the autopsy examiner concluded this was a homicide, which means one human being causing the death of another, not an accident. That's the conclusion. So how do you take that and then say, well, they should be free?
Well, somehow they managed to. It was about, well, you know, they just hit the brakes. They hit the brakes hard, and the guy fell. It doesn't prove they tried to do it, but non-accidental homicide, certainly you wouldn't look at that and say, well, the autopsy report suggests we should cut them loose. That makes no sense to me.
Absolutely not. In fact, the autopsy report goes through witness statements. It goes through the 5 stops that the van made when Freddie Gray was in the back, shackled hands and feet. He went in there, a healthy 25-year-old man. He comes out with a catastrophic spinal injury that then caused his death. And a number of times he was saying, I can't breathe. The medical examiner concluded that the single high-impact blow to his head caused the spinal injury, and that would have caused him to be unable to breathe. So I think this is very strong evidence for the prosecution.
Where it still is a gray area for me, no pun intended on Freddie Gray's name there, but where I'm still not sure is, and maybe the autopsy report doesn't really answer this question, and you need the answer somewhere else, but were they just violating policy, leaving a vulnerable man in the back seat of a van so that, you know, if you're in a collision or you hit the brakes or you have to turn fast, they are likely to be injured? Or were they deliberately taking him on that rough ride that we'd heard about? It's hard to tell from this report which way that one goes.
That's correct, but a couple of things. One, the policy was that people have to be seatbelted in the back of the van. That was a new policy. Everybody had been told about the policy, and yet they failed to do it, and including after repeated stops where Freddie Gray was complaining of his injury. Number two, Baltimore has been hit with multi-million-dollar judgments against police officers for taking inmates on rough rides in the years prior to this. So this is something that's well-known in Baltimore. The city has been hit hard with these judgments against it, and yet it continued in Freddie Gray's case.
All right, so the Freddie Gray case and what happened, there seems to be a clarification there in that conversation, which is good to know. It's nice to have News Talk Radio conversations actually clarify rather than create problems, don't you think? 14 past the hour. This is the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
It's the end of quarter clearance sale at Lumber Liquidators. We're North America's largest specialty retailer of hardwood flooring. We've got 10 million square feet of top quality floors for as much as 77% less than other stores, like real pre-finished hardwood for just 49 cents. Beautiful and durable strand bamboo for $1.99. American and European laminate styles for 39 cents. Plus, solid Brazilian pecan, hand-scraped acacia, and more up to 40% off. And pay no interest until 2017. Hurry, clearance sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
They say life is about choices. So let me introduce you to one of the best choices you can make in life. Grainger Choice. The Grainger Choice product line has just about everything we need to keep this place running. From batteries to V-belts, safety to sump pumps. And with Grainger Choice, we can trust that every product is dependable and cost-effective. When it comes to making life choices, here's a great one. Grainger Choice. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/choice or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose-to-nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-hour. Stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Orkin and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention remind everybody that summer is mosquito season. Orkin's Kim Kelly Tunis explains.
A female mosquito can lay up to 100 eggs at a time, and the eggs hatch into larvae within 24 to 48 hours. Female mosquitoes only need a small amount of water to breed, making them very hard to control. Homeowners can help reduce mosquito populations by thinning outdoor vegetation, repairing window screens, and emptying standing water in areas where water can collect.
CDC's Dr. Janet McAllister adds,
most types of mosquitoes are more active at dusk and dawn. Be sure to use insect repellent and wear long sleeves and pants, or consider staying indoors during these hours. Always have screens on your windows and doors to keep mosquitoes out. It only takes a moment to get bitten by an infected mosquito, so protect yourself every time you go outside.
For more handy tips on controlling mosquitoes around your home, log on to Orkin.com or cdc.gov/West Nile. I'm Bob Thibault for the Consumer Radio Network.
A few days ago, Brooke Tudine posted an inspirational quote on her wall that got 17 likes and 3 comments. Thumbs up, Brooke. Geico also wants to make a comment. In just 15 minutes, you could save hundreds of dollars on your car insurance by switching to Geico. And nothing says inspiration better than saving money. Well, except for those posters that say things like teamwork, excellence, and make it happen. Hashtag keep climbing. Hashtag savings.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Number seven
item this week on the countdown, the violence created by ISIS. Here's host Garland Robinette talking to analyst Jim Phillips about ISIS and what he believes it'll take to take him out.
One of the things that I find a little confusing, in this day and time of worldwide efforts, worldwide communications, how can an entity like ISIS apparently threaten the United States, Saudi Arabia, Europe, Jordan, you name it? Everything I read says they're becoming bigger and bigger and more powerful. Maybe incorrect information, but that's what I'm reading. And recently I read that there was a U.S. Islamic World Forum that considered, that debated the ISIS threat. And the basic question is, can ISIS be defeated?
Yes, I think ISIS can be defeated, but it's important to realize that it can't be defeated unless there's substantial buy-in from Sunni Arabs that form the bulk of that movement. If it's perceived to be just the United States against ISIS, then that would help it recruit anti-American Sunni Arabs in the Middle East. But fortunately, U.S. Extensive military help is not needed, because ISIS already has made so many enemies in the region, including the Al-Qaeda, which it broke away from, but also, you know, Syria, Iran, Iraq, Jordan, Turkey, Saudi Arabia. So eventually it will be defeated, but it's going to take a lot longer than is generally believed in Washington.
Activists say that Kurdish fighters have besieged ISIS members who have entered the northern Syrian town of Kobani. 2 days of fighting left 100 people dead there. The Kurdish activist Mustafa Bali says small groups of jihadists are still there, and they've taken civilians as hostages as the weekend begins. Kurdish fighters now besieging 3 locations where ISIS fighters took up positions. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said that the attack on Kobani and its suburbs left 120 civilians dead. So more fighting. This is on the border of Turkey, and had this area become a symbol of Kurdish resistance against ISIS and their extreme fighting ways. 21 after the hour on the countdown.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number six.
Number six on the countdown this week is the focus by the Pope on climate change. Here's host Ron Burb talking about the Pope and the folks at the Weather Channel getting involved in the issues of global warming and climate change.
Do you buy global warming? Do you agree with global warming? The Pope is in trouble. Of all people, can you imagine the Pope has upset a lot of people because he's a believer in what's going on with global warming. And it's we mankind, are destroying the planet. And on top of that, the Weather Channel is going to take an active stance on climate change. So they're going to start dealing with climate change. The Weather Channel is looking beyond just their, you know, day-to-day stuff of cold fronts and summer showers, with a project featuring the voices of 25 prominent people talking about the need to take action on climate change. The network says the Climate Change 25 series is about scientists and science, not politics. But its message is unmistakable and is designed to reach people who may be doubters about the cause of global warming. U.S. Army General that they'll have on there, Charles Jacoby. I mean, they got a bunch of people that they're going to be talking about, you know, on this list of 25. And they're going to be, this is the Weather Channel, folks, the Weather Channel. And they're going to be taking us, doing a series on global warming for all you people who don't believe it or buy it, to say, well, these are people that are smarter than you and they know what they're talking about. So what do you make of this? I mean, I'm serious. The Pope has spoke about it, and many people have disagreed with the Pope on it. But now you have the Weather Channel, and I don't know, from your own perspective. And, you know, I'm hearing people say this is a serious thing because what's happening can affect the food chain. I mean, when you're taking a look at water issues and droughts and this kind of stuff, a lot of our produce comes from California and those areas. And as a result of that, there could be, you know, huge problems as far as our food supply is concerned. And also they were saying with, you know, Texas and the droughts and the steers could be big problems as far as our food supply with the effects of global warming. And so the Weather Channel's taking an active stance and going to interview these people and put them on so that you can become better informed on global warming and what's happening to our planets and these extreme weather conditions. What do you think? I mean, are these just sunspots? Are these weather cycles? Or is something going on with global warming, and is there a change that's going on as far as the weather is concerned? Remember when they're talking, they really want to refer to it as climate change, because basically it leads to all these extreme conditions, extreme rain, extreme droughts, very hot weather, some of the extremes that you're seeing going on in our world. And that's what they say, the climate change folks say, is caused by what we're doing to the atmosphere.
And what are we doing to the atmosphere? Look around the world, and there are reports every day in news media from one country to the next, to the next, to the next, as to what's going on. For example, this weekend, heavy monsoon rains killing at least 81 people in India's western state. The heat that's been over there, the discussion about thousands of people that have suffered because of the heat in Pakistan. So it's not just a focus on America and what's going on here. The weather seems to be erratic. If you listen to the people like from the Weather Channel talking about it, the way that gentleman described, and so is it a problem? Something to reflect on here as we continue on.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to simplysafedefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's simplysafedefense.com.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Recapping where we are, the charts of the week of June 22nd to the 26th on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. The Brady NFL hearing and other things going on in the world of sports talk radio at number 10. At number 9, the Taylor Swift Apple Music case. At number 8, the Freddie Gray autopsy leak. Number 7, violence perpetrated by ISIS. The Pope's climate change encyclical is number 6. So that gets us to number 5.
Number 5.
In that position, the results of the trial and the sentencing of the Boston bomber, host Ron St. Pierre and Jen Brine, talking to correspondent Casey Sherman about Mr. Tsarnaev finally speaking in court this past week, just before the judge sentenced him to death for the bombings in the Boston Marathon. It was back to April of 2013.
Any surprise on your part that he actually did have something to say?
Yeah, it was a surprise for all of us in the courtroom. It was certainly his right to speak during sentencing, but nobody really thought he would speak since he did not testify on his own behalf in the trial. So that was a surprise in itself. And, you know, when he began his soliloquy, if you will, he started to cite Allah, et cetera, and I thought, okay, here we go. Here's now we're going to get, you know, Shokhar Tsarnaev's manifesto, and basically he can say anything he wants in that forum, but he chose to apologize to the victims, which was another surprise. And people have been asking me, do you think that it was an authentic apology? And I do, because he had nothing to gain by doing it. However, it's, you know, much too late to apologize to the people that were in that courtroom.
I would
now
think so, yeah.
Well, Casey, I was going to ask you that. What would be the motivation for this? Is he looking down the line for at the appellate process? Is that why he would behave the way he would behave in court? Because we saw him, you know, looking at the camera, being defiant, you know, giving the one-finger salute, if you will. And so this is a dramatic departure of who he was during the process.
Oh, it certainly is. And again, is he setting himself up for appeal? what I think was he obviously should have been testifying or at least more contrite during the entire process, and maybe he would have gotten life in prison. Who knows? But I do think that this was an authentic apology for him. But again, guys, you know, his words aren't going to resonate as we move forward here. The words that are going to resonate with me and anybody else inside that courtroom are the words from the survivors themselves. 30 people got up, spoke directly to Shokhar Tsarnaev, stared him right at the eye for the first time in the trial. If they had testified in the trial, they could only speak to the jury. They couldn't even address Shokhar Tsarnaev. This was a different form where they were able to address the killer, the maimer, the destroyer of lives. Heather Rabbit from Newport, Rhode Island, talked about the fact that she can't hop out of bed, go for a run, feel the feeling of sand between her 10 toes because now she's walking around without one leg. Rebecca Gregory, she was really the superstar of the proceeding because she went right after Shokhar Tsarnaev. Rebecca had amputated her leg a year ago. She had tried to save it, but it was so badly damaged that the doctor said the only way to get any semblance of a normal life will be to take off your leg. And she said, in order to give a victim impact statement, you have to be a victim. But I'm not your victim. I'm not the victim of your brother. And you failed because you unified us. It was really passionate and powerful, the words, not only that she said, but everybody else in that courtroom.
Number four.
Number four this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show is an overview. This is the continuum of the weekly overview in different positions. Sometimes it's close to the top. This week, number four, presidential prospects, who's running, who's new in the race, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Here's host Matt Patrick talking to Katrina Pearson from the Tea Party Leadership Fund PAC about the latest poll numbers, which show some surprising results for Donald Trump.
Fox News poll releasing some new numbers, and I'm not surprised by these numbers. I doubt that you are as well. You see that Jeb Bush has a big lead over many of the candidates, but coming in a close second is Donald Trump. Now, both of them announcing last week within a day of each other. So, I don't think that's a big surprise. That's what usually happens when people announce. They get a nice little bump.
Well, it's definitely not a surprise with regards to Jeb Bush, but I do think there are some people, particularly in the primary, who are a little bit nervous about the Donald getting in the race. There's some people who don't think he's a serious candidate. I have been saying for 6 months the man is going to enter the race for real this time.
Yeah.
And his target is going to be Jeb Bush. That's exactly why he announced the day after his, and that's exactly why he says his name every time he has a news interview.
But if you look at these numbers, Katrina, 29% of GOP voters, 29% consider him a serious contender, and nobody else does. So, I think a lot of people look at Trump as more of a sideshow than anything else.
They do, and most of the national polls say that. However, it's because he's done this so many times. The difference here this time is he actually filed for candidacy, and he's losing $3 million per day running his campaign. A billionaire is not going to do that unless he's serious.
Let's look at a couple of the other ones. Walker has dropped 12% in the Fox polls. He's down to 9%. And then you've got Rand Paul also at 9%. Rubio at 8%. Huckabee at 6%. And then Ted Cruz under Huckabee at 4%, which is a little shocking to me.
Well, and most of the Fox News polls never really show Senator Cruz like some of the other national polls, because many of the other national polls, it shows the senator actually up in the top tier, which is very interesting to me. But you know what's interesting about this particular poll is they also asked Republicans, who would be your second choice? And though Rick Perry comes in at around 2%,
mm-hmm.
which is negligible mm-hmm. in the first choice, he doesn't even register on the second choice, whereas Senator Cruz is right there with the same number.
Number three.
Number three on the countdown this week, the trade deal, the Trans-Pacific Partnership deal, seems to be a good win for the president. Here's host Dave Gentry talking to Congressman Rodney Davis of Illinois. He thinks, Davis thinks, it's a mistake to refer to this as the president's trade deal when he believes it really is America's trade deal.
The president got his trade deal. He got trade promotion authority, rather, to deal with the Trans-Pacific Partnership. This has been kind of a torturous path, hasn't it?
You know, it really has, and I think it's a mischaracterization to just say the president got his trade deal, because I think Americans got a good deal because we were able to put together a package that's the most transparent trade package that we've seen in American history. It's also the most worker protections. As a matter of fact, I was successful in getting language implemented that's going to stop steel dumping and hopefully continue to save 2,000 steelworker jobs in the Metro East part of my district.
Now, is that in TAA? Is that in?
It's actually in a couple places. We put it into the customs package, and also the Senate put the exact same language into the TAA package.
So we're looking at TAA now. The House is going to look at it. How many other hoops are we going to have to jump through?
This is it.
They attached some of this to the African Nation bill, too, didn't they?
Yeah, it's been a long, arduous process. I will say the Democrats got a little too cute playing politics. They voted down the program that I think is a great program, TAA. It's a hand-up, very metric-driven program for those who've lost jobs because of trade agreements. Now they're coming back and saying they're going to support TAA again today, which should end the whole debate and get us moving forward.
Does this Trans-Pacific Partnership, this seems to scare a lot of the labor unions and folks like that. They keep referring back to NAFTA. What are some differences in this legislation, do you think?
Well, it's the largest group of potential customers that America could have in the Asia-Pacific Rim. About 1 billion new customers that we can develop bilateral trade agreements with and not let China come in and fill the void. This is a negotiation that the president and his administration's working on. It will be transparent. It will be put out into the open because of the trade package that we passed. And it's going to be good for American jobs. We need to be able to sell the agricultural products that we produce in Central Illinois overseas because we can't consume them all here in the United States. So developing new markets is good for American jobs. It's going to be good for our manufacturing sector because, again, this is the most worker-protected-driven trade package that I've seen in our nation's history.
Number three, the Trans-Pacific Partnership deal. Remember NAFTA-SHAFTA, the cries that came from people who didn't want that North American free trade agreement and what that has done. Some people think it's been very good for our country. Other people think it's been disaster. That's what you're going to get here as this thing gets analyzed as it moves ahead. Okay, so that's number three in the countdown. Number two then would be up next. We'll have that for you in a few moments. I'm Doug Steffen on the weekly Talk Radio Countdown.
I'm all about keeping it simple. Been getting the same haircut from the same guy for 20 years. You can't beat simple. That's why the first place I turn to when I need something is Grainger. I don't want one place for my safety products and another for my abrasives. Grainger has over 1.2 million products and the solutions I need to help keep this place running. Grainger. Simple. Simple. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Orkin and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention remind everybody that summer is mosquito season. Orkin's Kim Kelly Tunis explains.
A female mosquito can lay up to 100 eggs at a time, and the eggs hatch into larvae within 24 to 48 hours. Female mosquitoes only need a small amount of water to breed, making them very hard to control. Homeowners can help reduce mosquito populations by thinning outdoor vegetation, repairing window screens, and emptying standing water in areas where water can collect.
CDC's Dr. Janet McAllister adds,
most types of mosquitoes are more active at dusk and dawn. Be sure to use insect repellent and wear long sleeves and pants, or consider staying indoors during these hours. Always have screens on your windows and doors to keep mosquitoes out. It only takes a moment to get bitten by an infected mosquito, so protect yourself every time you go outside.
For more handy tips on controlling mosquitoes around your home, log on to Orkin.com or cdc.gov/West Nile. I'm Bob Thibault for the Consumer Radio Network.
If you've got an IRA, 401k, or pension plan, I've got some really bad news for you. The IRS wants you to think these qualified plans are the best way to save for retirement. They give you a tax break when you contribute. Sounds good, right? Wrong. A qualified plan could be a tax disaster when you retire. With $17 trillion in debt, taxes are already going up. Imagine paying a top tax rate of 94% like they did in the 1940s. There is a better way. It's an alternative the ultra-rich use that beats the pants off your IRA or 401k. It's been around for years. Your money grows tax-deferred, has no taxes during retirement, and no income taxes when you die. Plus, you can grow your money potential double digits with no risk of losing money when the market crashes. If the market tanks like 2008, you lose nothing. Call 800-689-4242 now to talk to a specialist and get a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, to protect yourself from taxes and crashes. The next 37 callers get free shipping and handling, no credit card required. 1-800-689-4242. Again, that's 1-800-689-4242.
Number two this week in the countdown, continuing focus on the shooting in Charleston, South Carolina, with a lot of people talking about the Confederate flag and the issue around things from the Confederacy. Here's host John Phillips with Julian Barbieri talking about the controversy, which has become a big issue once again.
The controversy that's going on related to the shooting in South Carolina is over the stars and bars. Over the Confederate flag that flies over the state house in the state of South Carolina. Recently, Lindsey Graham, the U.S. Senator from South Carolina running for president, said the flag should come down. The governor of South Carolina, Nikki Haley, an Indian American Republican, said that the flag should come down. Mitt Romney tweeted the flag should come down. And there appears to be this wave of political support all over the place, including in the state of South Carolina, that's in favor of taking the flag down.
Well, you know, it was sparked again recently because the shooter, and he had the Confederate flag in his truck, the shooter who just...
Well, he was burning the American flag and revering the stars and bars.
Lunatic.
I mean, look, I don't think you should ever necessarily make legislation in response to a crazy person, but that thing should have come down a long time ago.
Yeah. Of course. And I don't understand how, you know, and I'm glad it's back in the conversation, but... What is the argument?
Well,
who's arguing this?
Here's what it's like. If you ever go to an NFL game and then you see Raider fans that are always the loudest and most obnoxious and they're kind of in your face. The Raiders are the best. Everyone else sucks.
Mm-hmm.
The South is kind of like that, where they look at the stars and bars and they see it as some kind of Southern pride thing. And they think it's a fantastic part of American history.
Right.
They think it's a Southern pride thing, and they love it. But my attitude towards them is my same attitude towards the Raider fans. Win something, then come back to me. You guys lost the war. You have no bragging rights. We won, you lost. So take your loser flag with you. And Raider fans, you take your loser logo with you, because you haven't won anything anytime soon either. And deal with it. There are consequences to losing.
Right.
They lost. They tried to split the country apart.
Well,
and we fought a very bloody civil war to prevent that from happening.
And I'm sorry, when was that war again? And the flag is still up there. I mean, this should have been...
But it went away. It came back up in the 60s.
Yeah, how did it come back?
Because it was during the whole civil rights thing. And they looked at that as a part of Southern history that they wanted to bring back to fight the civil rights movement, kind of a back to the future sort of thing. So they put it up. But it wasn't
to fight civil rights.
Yes.
To fight the equality of mankind, essentially. So it's representative of something bad and negative.
Yes. So I would take it down. It's a state's issue, so they have to decide to do it. We can't. We live in California. What are we going
to
do about their flag? But it looks like the people of South Carolina want it down. If the governor and the senior U.S. senator are out saying take it down, then my guess is it's going to come down.
Other items of interest connected to this conversation. A church in Charlotte, North Carolina burned to the ground. Fire was set on Thursday this past week. An investigation into a hate crime there. The president spoke at the funerals on the situation. Well, he just was one of the tributaries to the Charleston victims. An interesting part of the story, the first black president going to that funeral. That's the number two on the countdown. Number one up next.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771. Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number one.
Without question, the number one issue this week, the Supreme Court ruling on Obamacare. Here we start off with host Geraldine Steele talking to John Thomas, a law professor, about whether he, Thomas, was surprised at the Supreme Court's ruling.
As a professor, is this what you expected to come down today?
Well, you know, I was a 50-50 sort of person. I wasn't sure. I certainly wouldn't have guessed a 6-3 in favor vote. I wouldn't have guessed both Chief Justice John Roberts and Justice Kennedy, both appointed by Republicans, one by George W. Bush and the other by Ronald Reagan, both to have sided with the act. So I'm surprised by the vote. And I'm also surprised that the court didn't go with, I thought, was the weaker way, which is to say, oh, well, the IRS interpreted it this way. We'll just go with the IRS. Because then we could change the, you know, the composition of the IRS and change the intent of the statute. So this is a very emphatic ruling in favor of the administration's interpretation that these federal exchanges that exist in some 34 states are legitimate, and as a result, the Affordable Care Act will apply in all states.
I'm just relieved that we won't have to deal with this anymore. I am an advocate for the Affordable Care Health the Act. I want to make sure that as many Americans as possible has insurance. So for me, this was a really great day. And, of course, the president mentioned that it's a great day for America. But he did say we've got a lot more work to do when it comes to the health care industry and to the insurance that many Americans still don't have.
Yes, I agree with you. It's a very big day from a health policy perspective. This is really our only option at this point in time to try to have universal coverage for everybody. We know that if we don't provide insurance coverage to everybody, people only get care if they don't have insurance when they're really sick, and they get it in very expensive locales like emergency rooms. So it really drives up the cost of care. So this is our one chance. We're handicapped, in my opinion, in this country because we have private insurance that runs insurance, health care, and then private insurance skims off top about 25%. For every dollar that goes towards health care, insurance company executives, employees take 25 cents off of it. And that puts us at such a disadvantage for the rest of the world. At least what this plan does is try to make sure that those who can't afford it can get health care coverage and therefore can get their health care in preventative cases and in places where it's economically efficient. And it helps us to combat to some extent the horrible cost of health care in this country.
One of the things Professor Thomas neglects to tell us is maybe there's 25% off the top that go to the employees in the healthcare world, but there are plenty of government bureaucrats that are involved in it and would be more if it was a federally run program. So a little speciousness on his part in the argument, but it was an argument that was based on supporting what the Supreme Court said anyway. So let's move on to another host, Steve Scott, talking to CBS senior political advisor Steve Chigaris about the politics involved in the Supreme Court's ruling.
Politically, how big is this for President Obama?
Oh, it's huge for him. I mean, this is another effort for the Republicans and conservatives to try to chip away at Obamacare, and the Supreme Court upholding that really just knocks that back. You know, this is the second time in a few years, and really it's a huge victory for the president.
Now for Republicans, on the surface they don't like this, but doesn't this become a presidential campaign issue, something on which they can campaign?
It's interesting. I think, you know, overall, Republicans and conservatives are probably not happy with just this decision, and you see it in the statements that have been coming out from all different Republicans. But the other issue here is anybody who's running for election, whether it's running for president or any Republican running for president or any other election in the coming 18 months, might be breathing a sigh of relief here, mainly because if this thing did get gutted, if Obamacare got gutted and you kicked people out of Obamacare, they're going to start asking questions and maybe blaming Republicans for this, and that's just something that anybody who's running for re-election or election doesn't want to really have to answer for.
You wonder, is there a chance, just a chance, that perhaps there was some silent applause from the Republican side when this ruling was announced?
I think for the Republican presidential candidates especially, I mean, this is now they can just continue on with their argument, which is good for fundraising, and it's a good to get people riled up to get out the vote in the primaries. Their argument that Obamacare stinks and we want to repeal it and replace it, and so they can continue on with that line of reasoning as opposed to having to answer questions about how would we fix this, how are we going to get people who were kicked off Obamacare, how are we going to get them health care?
Yeah, we've heard that Jeb Bush and others are raising money on a platform partially of, if you hate Obamacare, elect me, I'll repeal it.
I expected just to really hear from Republicans on this. You saw Jeb Bush almost immediately send out a fundraising appeal saying, elect me, and I'm the one that's going to be able to help repeal Obamacare. But interestingly, a couple of the Democrats, Bernie Sanders and Martin O'Malley, also sent out fundraising appeals and saying, elect us, we'll be able to keep Obamacare for you.
There it is. The top 10 quickly in review. The Major League Baseball action and the NFL hearing at number 10, Taylor Swift and Apple at number 9, the Freddie Gray autopsy at 8, the ISIS thing at 7, Pope's encyclical at 6, White House pride, the Obama N-word club actually at number 5, presidential prospects number 4, Obama's trade deal 3, Charleston church slayings 2, and Supreme Court ruling number 1 this week on the Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.